We're going to be talking with Jacolia Ellis in just a few moments to take a look at some of the blood drives that are in our area. As I said, she is the public relations person, or as they say, she is the external communication manager for the Red Cross up in the Dedham office. I believe it's Rustcraft Drive, which is actually Rustcraft Drive, if I remember correctly. It's down where... It's up in the area where Fox 25 is, right off the highway. It's in that area where the Showcase Cinema is. They're all in that area. There's a lot of businesses in that area. So we'll be talking to her in just a couple of moments to talk about, a lot of the important issues that, like I said, she's been doing this now for a number of years. But what I'm going to do, of course, as always, is get a brief background on her and then kind of go into why it's so important to give blood, not just now as the summer starts to come up, but even during the bad weather, of course, the snowy season, it just doesn't really matter. If you can give blood, and if you've been giving blood, on and off for a number of years, congratulations, But when you go to the RedCrossBlood.org site, I'm looking at the site right now. You can basically find a blood drive. You just put in your zip code, and it will come up with all of the area blood donation sites and the area's events that are coming up. In fact, you can actually look at it for the next 2 or 3 months down the line as well. So if you put in like the ones like tomorrow, there's one at the North Attleboro Lodge of Elks on Bullfin Street at 1 o'clock tomorrow. You can go all the way down. There is a number of them, and including that, you'll also see the one that's happening at Country Gardens next Wednesday from 2 to 7. That's June 17th. So there's some, you can pick and choose, and you can also pick and choose the times you want to go. If you want to go at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 9 o'clock in the morning, or if you can't make it until you get out of work, 6 o'clock in the evening, 6:30, whatever. It doesn't really matter. These blood donation vehicles will be there. They will not leave until the last person is done. And, you say that. And the funny thing is, when I gave blood not too long ago, a few years back, I remember one of the last people giving blood. They were there until I think it was at 5 or 6 o'clock. No, 6 o'clock, I think it was. And I think I might have given it about 5, I think. But the last person didn't get in there till like 6:45. That's what it was. And that person stayed. They had a little bit of problem. They couldn't get the needle in the arm. I mean, it doesn't, and you don't feel it. I will say, you do not feel it at all. So it's very important. As I said, it's very important to give blood any time of the year if you can. As I said, you've got a lot of places in our area that are doing blood drives as we speak. We go to redcrossblood.org for more details. You can call them at 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. A lot of places in our area, not just the one at Country Gardens tomorrow at the North Attleboro Lodge of Elks. There's just tons of places where you can find your favorite place to go. And speaking of that, we have Jacolia Ellis on the line now. She is the External Communication Manager, or PR, person from the American Red Cross in the Dedham office. Good morning, Jacolia.
Good morning. How are you? It's great to hear your voice. Oh, I think it's great. Been about a year since we spoke last.
We kind of, we were talking a lot about the donations throughout our region all morning long in the last few weeks, and nice to hear your voice too as well.
Thank you, and happy summer.
Yeah, happy summer and happy Monday. So before we start talking a little bit about how important it is throughout the year to give blood, how about a brief history on who you are, where'd you come from, and how did you manage to be part of the American Red Cross?
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. So my name is Jacolia Ellis, which you pronounced beautifully. I know it's a tricky name, and I live in South Boston. Our Red Cross offices, our blood services headquarters are in Dedham, Massachusetts, so I make the commute to Dedham every day, which is not too bad, and I'm originally from New Hampshire, so I'm a New England girl, Red Sox fan, love my Boston sports teams. My background was in television news, so I was an on-air reporter for 5 years in upstate New York. So I was kind of doing what you're doing and being on the other side of the business, if you will, and telling news stories and, you know, doing some investigative journalism. And then I went to the Red Cross a little bit more than 5 years ago after my TV career. And since then, it's just been a very fulfilling place to work because we know that we're helping people every single day. And so I really believe in what I'm doing.
Yeah, you. Now, how long now have you been with the Red Cross now, as you said?
So, yeah, January was my five-year anniversary.
Oh, nice.
I can't believe it. So, yeah, so going on 6 years now.
Well, congratulations. And I know, like you said, you go to a lot of these places. You talk about this and that with the American Red Cross. And it is important. As I said over the last couple of weeks now, it is so important, to, you know, especially now as we're getting into this time of year, so important to give blood. And I understand, was it last Monday, there were a number of people out at the Rehoboth Congregational Church giving blood. Tomorrow, there's a Red Cross blood drive in North Attleboro at the Elks. It's so easy to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've never given blood before, one way you can prepare yourself is you want to make sure that you've had something to eat, so a healthy meal before you come in and give blood. Make sure your tummy is full. And hydrate yourself. If you know you're planning on giving blood and you actually make an appointment and you have some time in advance, you want to up your fluid intake, so have more water and hydrate yourself in the days and weeks before your donation. But our staff will welcome you with open arms. We'll do a registration is how the process starts. We'll ask you to do some required reading just to make sure that there's nothing that would defer you in terms of maybe somewhere you traveled or another country you may have lived in. Sometimes those can be temporary or long-time deferrals. So you'll want to do that, and then if you do not self-defer after doing that reading, we will have a health history, which is a mini physical, just to make sure you have enough hemoglobin in your blood and make sure you're feeling healthy that day. And then if you pass that with flying colors, we'll invite you to one of our donor beds where you'll actually give the gift of life. And that donation itself only takes about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the person. And then the best part, which we cannot forget, is you get the juice and the cookies afterwards. And you get to, you know, just talk to other people around the table in your community. And it's really just a great feeling to know that you helped save lives.
Yeah, I know the last time that I had given blood, I remember they had, they had Chinese food, they had pizza, they had cookies, they had juice. People were just so happy to see that. And then, of course, an occasional, the light headiness, the headness there. But that's, you know, kind of normal. If they're not high, like you said, hydrating is the key right
on
there.
Uncommon Ground will be hosting an herbal artisan
the most,
craft fair.
The most
on
popular Saturday. Is, of course, as you said, to hydrate yourself, as I said, because I know in the past some people have had that, but you know, if they're out for like 2 seconds, they're back to normal. But it's not, I guess it's in fact, that, to be honest with you, I think I mentioned this last year, it happened to me one time, and it was not the sight of the blood or anything. It was just because of the lightheadedness. But that lightheadedness that I had, that's because I didn't hydrate myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I go to a lot of these blood drives, and you really don't see it a lot. Once in a while, you will see someone who's having a mild reaction after they give blood. And that's what's so wonderful about our staff, is that if you're not feeling well and you're sitting there having your juice and cookies, you ring the bell. There's a little bell on the table. You ring the bell, and you'll see all of our staff just run towards that person and make sure that they, you know, lay down and take a few minutes for themselves. We will not let you leave the blood drive until you're feeling 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, it's very, it's very rare. I think sometimes it happens with first-time blood donors. Most people, if you have something to eat that day and you're feeling healthy, we don't want you to give blood unless you're feeling really 100% yourself that day. If you follow all the steps, you should have a great experience.
Yeah, and like I said, it takes a matter of minutes. I mean, you don't feel the needle at all. I mean, the person that's doing it starts talking to you. I mean, I know the woman that was working with me, she was very, very friendly, wanted to know what I was doing for a living and this and that, and all of a sudden you're done, you know, like, okay, now you can go enjoy something to eat. And it's, and then within a 30 minutes, whatever it was, by the time, because you can stay there as long as you want, you know, and kind of relax, and you know, and in fact, I know last time I gave it as well is we made some lasting friends.
Oh, absolutely, because the one thing you have in common is that you are all there to do something good, do the right thing, and help save lives.
And as you go on to the Red Cross line there or online, you've got a little bit of everything. I mean, the easiest thing to do is if you want to find your place to go, very simply, you can just put your zip code in there. And the good thing about it is, when you talk about some of these other places, as I was looking on them, looking at the site, even as early as just not too long ago this morning, is you go in there and you can actually pick the time where you want to give blood.
Absolutely. And actually, since we last spoke, we do have a new blood donor app, which people can actually download on their smartphone. So that's been it's so popular with our blood donors. It's all you have to do is go into your app store on your iPhone or Droid phone, and you search blood donor app, and it's a free app you can download, and then you can make appointments through the app, which is almost, for some people, easier than even going to the website and searching the zip code. So a new option this year, and donors can access their donor card through the blood donor app. They can track their donations to see the lifetime impact of how many people they've helped. So it's a great tool. So I would encourage people who give blood often or want to give blood for the first time to download the blood donor app.
And I should tell our listeners, Jacolia, how easy it is to host a blood drive. Somebody who maybe has never, like an organization like the Elks or like Country Gardens next week in Rehoboth, how simple it is to host maybe their first time.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes, you know, giving blood, donating blood is not for everyone. And so sometimes the way people can help and organizations can help if they want to give back to the community is to sign up to host a blood drive. And so what you would do is you would go to redcrossblood.org, and there's information on hosting a blood drive. It gives you all, answers all the questions you would have. And what that essentially means is, you know, maybe you have a large conference room or the perfect space to host a blood drive, and it doesn't have to be that large. We're usually looking for 1,200 square feet. You know, that you would be willing to donate that space to the Red Cross and let our staff come in. We bring all of our own equipment. We bring all of our, you know, snacks and cookies and juice. We set it up and transform your conference room or whatever space you have into this blood drive. And then we're in and out, you know, a couple of hours before the blood drive. We come to set up, and then we leave at the end of the day. And so it's a great way to get your employees excited. You know, we all often hear from people, man, I'd love to give blood. I haven't been in a while. But the reason is, you know, I'm busy working. I'm a full-time parent. I'm not able to get to the blood drives, and so it's not convenient for me, but I feel so bad I haven't given in so long. So that's by, you know, by hosting a blood drive at your business or your organization, you could not only help your community and help the patients in the hospitals that need this blood, but it gives your employees something to do, and it gives them an opportunity to give back during the workday.
And also, one of the other requirements, in fact, you can see it right on the website, is the eligibility requirements. There, everything is right there, you know, telling your donation frequency. In fact, I also remember that if you ask the right people, they'll tell you what type of blood you have as well.
Yeah, so if you do not know your blood type and you come in and give blood with the Red Cross for the first time or the first time in a long time, we will send a Red Cross blood donor card to your home a few weeks after your donation, and that will tell you what your blood type is, which is great information to have. Also, if you do download the blood donor app, you'll get that information even sooner. You know, you won't have to wait for the card to come in the mail. Within a few weeks, you'll get an email telling you where your blood was sent, what hospital your blood donation went to, and what your blood type is. And so it's very exciting. I talked my little sister into giving blood up in New Hampshire not too long ago, and she came in and gave blood at a Red Cross blood drive, and a few days later she got an email telling her she was O negative, mm-hmm. which is the universal blood donor, so her blood can be used to help any patient. And it told her where her blood was sent and what hospital it went to. So now, you know, she talked her husband into it, and they're going to both give blood in a few days, and then he's going to find out his blood type. So it's really about, you know, that empowerment of knowing that you can make a difference and you can help save the lives of a patient.
Yeah, and also something rarely new that I've seen on the website is too, and which is I think is so important, and I think it's really a sweet gesture. You can start a virtual blood drive. Tell us a little bit about that. I love the concept on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe you don't have the space to host a blood drive at your business or your organization, or maybe you don't own a business or organization and you're just a person that wants to do something good. So you can go onto our website and get information about our virtual Sleeves Up blood drive program. And what you can do is you can have a blood drive. Maybe it's in honor of someone. Maybe you know someone that's close to you that's battling cancer or is going through something. Or maybe you just want to rally your neighbors to do something good. And so it's all an online process. You can send people the information telling them you're having this Sleeves Up virtual blood drive campaign. And you can set a goal and try and encourage people to, give blood. I saw a great example of someone who used it. This is, again, a new program for us. Someone who used it was Brian Boyle, who's a blood recipient who ran the Boston Marathon a few years ago. And he just has an amazing story because he lost 60% of his blood and was told that he would probably never walk or talk again. And now he runs Ironman endurance events and, again, the Boston Marathon and other events. So he did a virtual Sleeves Up campaign, and he reached out to his friends and family and just encouraged them to give blood in their community. So it's not about going to the same blood drive or needing to be in the same place. That's what's so convenient about it. Give blood when you can from this time frame to this time frame, and that'll count towards the goal of the blood drive. Well, he said that if 100 donors would give blood through his Sleeves Up campaign, that he would run 100 miles in an endurance competition on behalf of those donors, and it happened. So we had 100 people come in, and Brian took it a step further by taking all 100 names and putting them on his bib while he ran the 100 miles. So, you know, you can be creative with it. You know, you can encourage, you know, family members in other communities and friends that live across the country to participate in the Sleeves Up campaign.
Yeah, that is such a great, great campaign. And like I said, you could just do so much. And especially now, as you said, with the marathon runners and everything else that's going on. Now, what's the concept now? You can give blood, you know, if you give blood, say, today or tomorrow, it has to wait until so long to give again. So if somebody wants to give blood like another month, what usually is the time length of it?
Yeah, so if you were to come in and give blood this week or next week, we have a lot, like you said, we have a lot of blood drives. There's your 3 blood drives in the community today. If anybody has their afternoon open, we're at Berkeley Middle School. Like you said, we're at the North Attleboro Elks Lodge. And then we're also at the Waypoint Event Center at the Fairfield Inn in New Bedford. So 3 opportunities today. Then, like you said, we're in Rehoboth next week. So if you come in and give blood, you will ask that you wait 56 days to be able to give again. So you want to make sure that your red cells are replenished and that you're feeling healthy again. So we do ask that you wait 56 days in between donations.
Yeah, that's really important. I know, like, as a tomorrow, you said there's one at the Elks in North Attleboro. Right after that, also in our community, there's one at the St. Nicholas Church in the Pastoral Center in North Dighton. I think there's one next week. Is it the 13th at the Whole Foods Market in Bellingham? You can actually go check that out. I mean, it's just so many of them. At the Bass Pro Shop in Foxborough, there's one also next week. And it just goes down the line. I think the North Attleboro Lodge of Elks is also hosting another one on the 22nd. And I'm, you know, just going right now to their website. It's so interesting. In fact, I think they're doing one, July 6th as well.
Yeah, they're wonderful sponsors. I mean, we have some sponsors that host blood drives once a year, sometimes 4 times a year. But then we have places like the North Attleboro Elks Lodge where they are hosting blood drives, you know, every several weeks, which is just so amazing because it gives people in the community an opportunity to pick and choose what day is convenient for them. And we are having our summer campaign again this year, which is 100 days of summer, 100 days of hope. So we're encouraging people to choose your day, and we're actually doing a social media campaign, so it's hashtag choose your day. So the message is simple. If there's 100 days in the summer, we certainly know how busy the summertime is for people and their families. You're out on the boat. If you're lucky to have a boat, you're enjoying, you know, family times, barbecues. We understand that. We're asking for one day that you can make a difference to help patients in need. And we want to hear about your blood donation. Our local Twitter handle is at Red Cross Blood MA, and I tweet from that account several times a day. I will retweet you if you say hello. We want to hear about your donation, so feel free to take a selfie while you're giving blood or take a picture with your juice and cookies afterwards and let us know that you've done a good thing. Use that hashtag this summer, choose your day, and we'll be looking for you and we'll retweet you. You know, people are very proud of their blood donations. I see some of the best, most creative social media messages that come through, and people are just excited about it. Another great thing about that blood donor app is you can actually, there's a feature within the app where you can take a selfie. So it'll give you a nice little frame, and you'll have this awesome selfie that you can share on social media. So the blood donor app, we're really excited about it, and it's a really convenient way to do a quick search of what blood drives are happening near you in a moment.
And a lot of these other places that are doing the blood drives, like I've seen, just continue, you know, in the middle of July, you're going back to the Elks, Bliss Dairy here in Attleboro, the YMCA, and then, of course, some other places who have incentives, the community blood drive at Country Gardens next Wednesday from 2 to 7. The incentive for that, they did this last year. I know all the donors are invited to stroll through the gardens, and they'll be entered to win a free night stay at the Bed and Breakfast, courtesy of Ralph and Joan Arguin, who run that place as well.
That's excellent. And, you know, our sponsors, they're wonderful, and they get behind the cause. And so a lot of times you will go to a blood drive where you can enter to win something, or you'll get a little thank you gift to let you know how much we appreciate you. Really, our donors are coming in and giving blood because it's the right thing to do. If this was your family member or your friend or your colleague, you would want that blood to be available for them in their time of need. So we know people are coming in to do the right thing, but we also like to thank you when we can, and our sponsors are a big help with that. You know, maybe you can't host a blood drive, but you'd like to, you know, sponsor in thank you items to give to donors. So just reach out, and we'll work with you. Also, all summer long, you can enter to win tickets to go see the Red Sox. It's our Blood Donor of the Game program, and at every blood drive, if you come out to donate, you can enter to win. They'll give you some information at the blood drive, and then you go online afterwards, and there's a website where you can enter to win. Not only are you getting a pair of Red Sox tickets to take someone with you, but you get to actually be in the grass on the field at Fenway Park, and you'll hear them say your name, and you can wave to the crowd. It's an amazing experience. Being on the field at Fenway, I've had the privilege with the Red Cross a couple times in my career when we've had certain ceremonies. It gives me chills. I mean, being a Red Sox fan, watching the game since I was a small child, you know, to be able to actually step on the field, which is an opportunity not a lot of people will have in their lifetime, is so awesome. And so enter to win Blood Donor of the Game. That's across Massachusetts. It's across New England, any Red Cross blood drive, and you can enter to win.
That is a huge incentive. There you go. And the other thing is you know, you're on social media, you're on Facebook and everything else. But the other thing is more important, like if you really want to get really involved, you can also go online and volunteer at some of these places, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the Red Cross relies on our volunteers. You can sign up to be a volunteer at a Red Cross blood drive, or you could sign up to respond to a disaster. So what that means is we have our disaster action team, more information on that on redcross.org, but you could be trained to respond to a fire in your community. So if there was a fire or, you know, another natural disaster like flooding, I know sometimes that happens, you know, in your area, you can respond and actually, you know, be trained to go to those disasters and get that phone call in the middle of the night that says, we need your help. You know, can you come down to, you know, this address and help us out? It's such an amazing feeling, you know, with everything that we've seen going on in Texas right now, with, you know, the loss of life there and the storms there and just the constant rains. So many of my colleagues from across the country that are in public affairs have gone down to Texas to, you know, make a difference and pitch in and help and see what they can do. And, you know, we have lots of volunteers from Massachusetts that have gone down to Texas. So it's just really something that's amazing. If you have that flexibility in your life where you can actually for a few days go down and help, you know, it'll be one of the most rewarding experiences in your life, because it's awful. It's awful to see people who have lost everything. You know, you'll meet people in shelters that have nowhere to go. They might have lost their home if it's a tornado or something like that. But just that warm meal and that friendly smile will make all the difference in that moment.
Right, exactly. Now, I know, you know, some people who cannot donate blood at certain times of the year, whatever. If they do still want to give, you know, something to, you know, for their share, you can donate, you know, you can donate donations as well, right?
Absolutely. You can go to redcross.org for more information on that. And yeah, absolutely. A lot of times when there are incidents, what's going on in Texas, people can text the word Red Cross to 9099 and make a $10 donation. And that money is so helpful. You can also designate your donations. If you want to just go into the disaster relief fund, your money will go there. But if you want to say, I want to help people in this community or this neighborhood after this fire, just designate that, you know, on your check, and we will honor those designations.
And then a couple of other things that I went through as well. You can contact the Red Cross for, as you've mentioned before, platelet donations as well, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, just like we're encouraging people to choose your day to come in and give blood, you also can choose your day to give platelets. And our platelet donors are an amazing community of people. They are very loyal, and they're in here. You know, the great thing about platelets is you can give platelets sometimes every 2 weeks, rather than having to wait the 56 days with a blood donation. And the reason for that is that when you give a platelet donation, you're directly giving us your platelets, and we're giving you your plasma and red cells back. So we're just taking the platelets from you. And the reason why platelets are so very important and the need for platelets is constant is because they have a shelf life of 5 days. So that means if you come in and give platelets today, we have 5 days to process those platelets, get them tested, and get them off to a hospital to help a patient in need. And we know, I mean, everyone knows someone or several people, unfortunately, that have been impacted by cancer and are fighting battles every single day. Oftentimes, platelets are what's needed with that chemotherapy treatment. And so, you know, if you want to learn more information about that, it's all on our website. You can find out, you know, the differences between blood donation and platelet donation. And depending on your blood type, find out what's right for you. The platelet donation does take a little bit longer. You are in a chair for, you know, up to 2 hours, but you're able to watch a movie. All of our donation centers, we have 7 of them across the state. The closest one in your area is the Raynham Blood Donation Center, which is actually open 7 days a week. But you can watch a movie. So we have all these DVDs, and you can come in and just have it to be your 2 hours to relax. Maybe it's, you know, your 2 hours of sanity when you're not at work or not at home. And then you're, again, helping these cancer patients or other people who depend on platelets.
And the other thing, Jacolia, is it's always really good because you also, every once in a while, you do teach first aid and CPR at some of the areas too, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you want to be CPR or first aid trained, you can go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS and get more information. We also have babysitting courses, which is something that I know is so exciting. I remember, you know, being in middle school and becoming a babysitter for the first time and how I felt like I was so grown up by that opportunity. So, yeah, there are, you know, the Red Cross has so many different services that we provide in the community. And, you know, if blood donation's not your thing, or, you know, you can learn how to be CPR trained and maybe help save a life, you know, down the road. You know, I've talked to so many people that went in and got the CPR certification just because they thought it was interesting and wanted to do the course. And then turns out a few weeks later, you know, they ran into someone that needed those life-saving, you know, skills. And so it's pretty amazing. You know, that's what I love about the Red Cross, is we always have something going on.
Yeah, and also the other thing that I also noticed, if you go through to the redcrossblood.org site, there are just so many questions, you know, the fact questions, the donations, blood safety, and then you go down to the other for any other thing. I mean, it's just full of, you know, just great tips, you know, to people to learn about blood donating and, you know, how you can get, you know, basically everything. I mean, you get everything. It's like I said, it's jam-packed.
Absolutely. I mean, knowledge is power, and we want people to be educated. We want you to know just how important blood donation is. It's not just this concept we talk about that, you know, it is not needed. I mean, think of the Boston Marathon bombings. We had so many survivors that used blood those first few hours. They were rushed to the hospital. The doctors took amazing care of them, and they are alive today because of the amazing doctors at Boston hospitals and the blood being available. We sent more than 600 products of blood to those hospitals. And those, what's great about that incident in terms of being prepared is that the blood was already on the shelves. So people who had come in and gave blood the days and weeks before that tragedy, we were able to be prepared. So the blood was already on the shelves and ready to be sent to the hospitals in their time of need. And, you know, Sergeant Dick Donahue from MBTA Transit Police, he's now on our board of directors. He needed 46 units of blood to help save his life when he was shot in the apprehension of the Boston Marathon bomber. And, you know, he today is hosting blood drives, tweeting all the time from his Twitter account about giving blood. And he's just been such an amazing spokesperson for us because, you know, he was a normal man who was a hero, you know, to begin with because he's a police officer. And he's out there every day, you know, putting his life on the line. And then he did get shot and needed the blood. But now he's giving back to the community and he's telling his story. And what was so amazing is almost two years to the day that he needed that blood, he gave blood for the first time in Watertown. So it was just amazing. I was there that day. A lot of us from the Red Cross were. And just to watch him give blood and give back after he needed so much blood, it was such an amazing thing to watch. You know, it just has come very full circle for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. You got a lot of amazing people and a lot of amazing stories, and they come every single day, you know, to the Red Cross. And I think one of the other ones that I want to kind of wrap things up in just a couple of minutes, because even if you want to give blood or whatever, you've got a really cute kids page with fun and games, which you've had for a while as well.
I mean, so in order to give blood in the state of Massachusetts, you have to be 17 years old, but 16-year-olds can give if they have their parents' permission. So when children come to their come with their parents to blood drive, we want them to have an amazing experience. We want them to see people, you know, they're giving blood and helping save lives, so that when they are 16 years old, they say, "Hey, Mom and Dad, I want to give blood, you know, can you sign me up to give blood at my high school blood drive?" And so we always look at children as our future blood donors. So they are blood donors in training, if you will. And so we want to include them. We want to educate them on, you know, the science of blood and the uses for it and the need for it. I go in and speak to schools. You know, a lot of us do, where we'll actually give presentations to elementary and middle school students and kind of educate them about platelets and plasma and red cells. And if somebody gets hurt and, you know, they need, you know, sometimes they need a Band-Aid, but other people that get hurt worse than that, you know, need these blood donations. And so the children are very, very passionate about blood donation, even if they're not old enough to give. And so we always want to make it fun for them. And I love seeing children at blood drives.
Yeah, and on that one, you also have some of the games that kids can play on your site as well.
Absolutely. Just getting them ready for when they're old enough, we hope that they'll consider giving blood. And, you know, 20% of our blood donations come from high school and colleges. So that's why in the summer it's so challenging, or can be challenging, for us to collect enough blood to meet the needs of patients, because high schools and colleges are out of session. So that's why we really are encouraging people to come in this summer, choose your day, hashtag choose your day on social media. Just one day this summer, if you can give us your time, we would certainly appreciate it. And again, our staff will welcome you with open arms.
Well, I want to thank you for the work that you've done again on the air with us. And hopefully one of these days we'll get to see each other in person.
I know. It's like you can have these forever friends your whole life that you never meet because you just talk to them through social media or over the phone. But it would be nice to meet you. And at the very least, if you're going to give blood in Rehoboth next week, or if you're going to go visit the blood drive, take a selfie at the blood drive, get together with the sponsors, say hi on Twitter, and we'll be sure to retweet you.
And, of course, lastly, Jacolia, if they want to get more information from you, how can they get that?
So you can go on redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and send us an email, and we'll get back to you. If people have specific questions after listening to this interview, they can certainly reach out to me. My email is Jecolia, which I probably should spell. It's JECOLIAH.Ellis, ELLIS as in Sam, at redcross.org. But, you know, we'll be able to get your questions answered. If you forgot, you know, you didn't have a chance to write down my email because you're in the car or you're busy, you know, redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS and we'll be able to find an answer for you.
Oh, sounds great. Jecolia, thanks very much and good luck with the rest of them going on, including the one in Rehoboth next week as well.
And thank you so much for this opportunity to come in and raise this awareness.
Yeah, it's very important, that's for sure, right?
It sure is. Thank you.
All right, Jecolia, have a great day. We'll see you soon.
You too. Take care.
All right, thank you very much. There goes Jecolia Ellis from the American Red Cross. Boy, I tell you, it is so important. I mean, it really is important to give blood. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you can't give blood, the best thing to do is, as I said, go to their website. And if you want to volunteer at some point, that is also very important as well.